This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 399 for Thursday, May 18th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures continued to fall back on Thursday morning despite gains in the vegetable oils. The July canola contract loses $4.20 at $709.90 per ton, and the new crop November contract gives up $5.60 at $680.30 per ton. Chicago soybeans and soy oil have turned around and are climbing higher, but soy meal remains lower. Malaysian palm oil is also down, but European rapeseed is making gains. Modest losses in global crude oil prices are weighing on the vegetable oils. Saskatchewan is set to release its next crop report later this morning. Last week, planting across the province was pegged at 9% complete, with most of the progress on the western half. The Canadian dollar is lower on Thursday morning, with the loonie at 74.11 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 74.28. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its export sales report for the week ending May 11th. Old crop soybean sales are only 17,000 tons, with nearly 664,000 tons in new crop sales. Soy meal registers sales of more than 202,000 tons of old crop and 89,000 tons of new crop. Soy oil has 900 tons of old crop sales. U.S. old crop corn export sales tumbled to a marketing year low of net reductions of 339,000 tons. Meanwhile, new crop sales are 74,000 tons. Old crop wheat sales fall to a marketing year low of 42,100 tons in net reductions, but have almost 337,000 tons in new crop purchases. Day 2 of the U.S. Wheat Quality Council Tour puts winter wheat yields at 27.5 bushels per acre. The Day 2 average last year was 38.2. The Black Sea export deal is set to live on for another 60 days after officials from Ukraine, Russia, Turkey, and the United Nations agreed to another extension. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday morning. The July contract adds 8.5 cents at $13.45.5 per bushel. July soy oil jumps 1.12 cents at 47.53 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down $4 at $421.30 per short ton. Corn is lower, with its July contract down 6 cents at $5.56 per bushel. Oats are lower as well, with its July contract losing 4 cents at $3.39. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker, as Chicago July gives up 15 cents at $6.11. Kansas City July drops 26.5 cents at $8.59. And Minneapolis July also falls 26.5 at 8.33. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, May 18th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.